Sycamores. Do you have those?
We have some sycamores.
You do have those around here? I was wondering. My aunt has one in her backyard, and I don't think we have those much back in Georgia, and I had seen. Now, in the way of fruit trees, what kinds of fruit trees did they have?
Oh, we have most everything. Apples and peaches and pears and cherries. And
we have them right here, but they have
around here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. It looks so dark in here. I keep forgetting. I keep thinking, why is it so dark? And I realize I've got these on. Now, there's a type of shrub it's between a bush and a tree, and it gets real red in the fall. And some people say that it's poison.
That wouldn't be an elder.
No, well, I don't know.
Gets right red.
Gets real red in the fall, and that some people think that it's poison to them if they touch it. Now tell me that in the old days they used to use it to tan leather.
Now then, what is
what
it?
Would
oak, poison oak.
Poison.
That wouldn't be.
That in tanning this leather would be red oak ooze bark.
Oh, that's what they would use for?
Yeah, they'd use the bark off a red oak tree to tan leather.
Oh, that's what they would use?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about sumac? Do you have that around here?
Mm-hmm.
They have?
Yes.
Now, is it kind of a bush?
Yes.
Is that?
More of a bush than a tree. It,
mm-hmm.
It's just a big bushy.
It grows tall
shrub.
As
man.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
It
does.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
And you call that
shumac?
That's what they call it. They call it the same thing. I was wondering if it had the same name. You know, sometimes things will have
and then we
different
have
names.
Is it elderberries? The bush gets the red and pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about like a shumac.
Mm-hmm. What about berries, the kinds of berries that they have around here?
You mean?
Whether they grow or grow wild, either one?
Yes, blackberries and dewberries. Now they grow wild.
Mm-hmm.
And raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
Gooseberries.
I'm going to move this over a little closer to you. I don't want my big mouth to get in it so much.
Not half.
You sound better than I did. And, what about strawberries? Do they have those?
Yes, they have quite a few strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Upland.
They do well here.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Now, is this too far north for those, for magnolia trees? Do they have those around?
Few around.
They have
few in Harrison. I don't know of any right around in this community, but then they have a few magnolias in Harrison.
Well, now, I don't know if they have, this is a type of bush that grows in the mountains, and it's got real pretty pink and white flowers, and I don't know if this is far enough up in the mountains to have, they bloom in the late spring, and they're fairly tall bushes, and they grow in the mountains, but I don't know if they have them around here or not.
I can't think
anything,
of any.
Mountain laurel or anything like
no.
that? They don't have have that up around here. Now, this next part has to do with terms for family members and you know, stuff like that. Now, who took care of you when you were little?
Well, you mean when I was born?
Yeah, and when you were growing up. Mm-hmm.
Well, my mother and father.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. When you were talking to them, what did you call?
I think it is Ma and Pa.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was wondering about, how you would refer to them like that.
And the later ones, why they taught them, or they did, is Mama and Papa.